It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Looking to lose weight and have a clearer, more radiant complexion? Well, aren't we all, David? I'm sure. I know you've made a lot of lifestyle changes.
I have. And this time of year, we even talk about spring cleaning our homes. But I'm going to tell you, spring cleaning our pantries is one of the topics I want to talk about today. Because as you know, we talk about my lifestyle changes and creating, you know, just all kinds of diet crazes out there because I've tried them all. And so yeah. The key is, what's the proper way to lose weight? You know, I've tried counting protein, you know, a protein diet, calorie counting, all kinds of stuff. But I'm excited because we've got a guest that's really cracked the code on how we can really do it and be healthy. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
So we need to introduce our guest.
Yeah, I'm really excited, too. We've got the wonderful and, I have to say, gorgeous Jorge Cruz. He's a number one New York Times bestselling author of over 15 weight loss books. Hello, Jorge.
Good morning, guys. Hey, thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction. I didn't know I was gorgeous, but I'm not. I definitely have cured my belly fat. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. Modest, but you sit here and write books all the time. I don't know how you get time to do all the TV appearances, because I see, you know, you've been on Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray, The View, The Talk, and the list of shows goes on and on. I don't know how you have time to do it all.
It's tough. You know, I will tell you, a lot of my clients are kind of like me, and I think you guys are in the same boat, that is, and we're busy. You know, I have two sons, a nine-year-old son. I was just at a parents' meeting, a dad's breakfast at their elementary school, who's in third grade and kindergarten, and I'm busy with that. And then I do travel a bunch to New York to do a lot of these talk shows, and, you know, I probably do one or two, and this year I have three books coming out. And I'll tell you, at 42, I didn't think I'd be doing what I'm doing. I thought I was going to be, I don't know what I was going to be doing. I went to school with a political science major, so, you know, but I was overweight and not happy. And here I am today, you know, almost 12 years later, and I've been doing this for over a decade. And I'm excited to share with you guys some new, really new cutting-edge dietary science that I think is going to help a lot of the listeners figure out the game to healthy weight and weight control, I hope.
Well, let's talk about that, because, I mean, I'm sitting here listening to you. At 42, you've accomplished a lot. But as I was explaining, I've made lifestyle changes, and while trying to make them, I've done every diet craze out there, and I had troubles finding the right one, and now I'm doing that with a little bit of exercise. But you found a way to do it and keep us healthy, and you've helped a lot of people. What's the core concept behind your plan first? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'm all about science. You know, I guess going to school, I went to school at UCSD, and I can really appreciate that if you're going to do something, you want to base it on something that makes sense, something that is hopefully proven and works. And the great thing is the human body, male or female, for the most part, you know, women are different than men, but for the most part, the way we eat and the way we exercise, there are certain rules. And there's really only one rule that is paramount. And if you can get this one simple rule, and it's about understanding that you only have to count sugar calorie, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but because of one thing, it impacts more than anything else out there, this hormone in our body called insulin. And if you can control your insulin where it doesn't spike and stay elevated throughout the day, you will lose belly fat automatically. And you won't have to count proteins or fats, and you don't have to worry about vegetables and fruits so much. Certain fruits you do because they're high in sugar, and all sugars are sugars. Your body doesn't know if it's a Coca-Cola or an orange juice. But if you can do that and be aware that you have to count sugar calories, and that's it, it makes it easy. And there's a way to do it that's super easy. It's kind of brand new, kind of stunning information that's out there. And, you know, this year, a lot of what I'm doing is about taking what I've done over the last 5 years with the Belly Fat Cure book series, which is five books big, and there's even one on aging, which I think you guys know about, called The Aging Cure, which I love, that just came out a few weeks ago, which is all about low sugar and high antioxidants, because it's counterintuitive, and teaching people you can get this incredible health without eating less or exercising more.
Okay, so talk to us about it for a minute. We're going to sit here and count sugar calories. So when I read a label, because that's one thing Lisa and I speak about often, is reading a label, looking out for certain ingredients and different things. But when I flip it over, I'm guilty of looking at just the word calories. Now, you're telling us, is there a difference between regular calories that they list and sugar calories?
That is what it comes down to, and it's tricky, I'll tell you. Because this is all regulated in the U.S. by the government, and in different countries it's expanding, and it's becoming law in many states, where mm-hmm. when you go to a Starbucks or a McDonald's, they have to put the calorie, the caloric values up there. But not all calories are equal, and knowing how many calories is in a salad, for example, I always show people the salad. It's a chicken salad, like a Greek Mediterranean chicken salad. And I tell them, well, traditionally, the serving size is about almost 400 calories. But the honest truth is, there are no sugar calories in it. So in my book, if you had a big, beautiful salad with chicken and olives and tomatoes and ranch dressing or olive oil and a little salt and pepper, zero calories. And people are like, no, that's impossible. 400. I'm like, no, it doesn't count. And they're like, no, all calories, you know, they all count. I'm like, no. Because if you sit down and you have a glass of orange juice, let's not even do that, half a cup of couscous or something that's gluten-free, which not that long ago I was all about that because it was low in sugar. You know, there's some breads that I love that have no sugar, and maybe they have 20 grams of carbs, for example, but no sugar. Back in the day, you know, I would say, that sounds great. Eat something that's very low in sugar, and these are healthy carbs. But, you know, and I have a really cool slide presentation on my website that we can tell everyone about. But if you were to see that, you would see, and this is at Harvard University, all the way to the University of Michigan. I mean, every university has done this in their nutrition course. But they pretty much will tell you that even a whole grain carbohydrate that's gluten-free from couscous or whole wheat bread. And, for example, if it's 20 carbs in a serving, guys, you take that number, times it by 4, and that's how many sugar calories are in a single loaf of bread. And so if a piece of bread has no sugar, but 20 grams of calorie, or 20 carbs, I should say, you times it by 4, so 2 times 4 is 80. So that's okay. 80 sugar calories.
So let me repeat this back to you because I'm a little slow. Okay, sugar calories is all we're going to – sugar calories is all we're really looking at. So I'm going to ignore where it says calories on the label, and I'm going to go to where it says the number of carbs, and I multiply that by 4, and that's the number of sugar calories in whatever it is I'm about to eat, correct?
Bingo.
Okay, let me ask you, how many sugar calories do you recommend a day? Because I know when I'm on my diet, I try and stay at 1,500, 1,600 calories a day. How many sugar calories are you recommending?
For most people that are, you know, active and you know, I'd say up until age 40, I'll tell you what happens at age 40, but if you're under 40, for most people, men and women, for maximum health, and when I mean maximum health, I mean you look and feel your best. You're young, you're beautiful, you're lean. I'm not saying you have to have a six-pack, but I'm saying you look good. You look slim. Your waistline is probably a 32-inch if you're a woman. And if you're a man, there's no, you know, your waist is under 37 inches. So you look like you did in your 20s. If you were to look that way and have that maximum health and no belly mm-hmm. fat, mm-hmm. no more than 100 sugar calories a day.
100? 100?
Uh-huh. Yep,
okay, now what if you're over 40? For those of us that might be a little bit, okay, I'm a lot over, but anyway, how many calories am I allowed? How many sugar calories?
Here's the bad news for men, David. For men, still 100. All right, even if you're 100, not mm-hmm. men are different. Now women, here's the funny thing with women, and it's just the way women are made. At age 40, they enter perimenopause, and that's pretty
they
much
sure
what
do.
It,
okay,
yes,
and I hate to cut you short here because we're going to run out of time, and I want to spend more time on it. Right now, I know on your website you offer some free information, and so for all our listeners, they can find out about your book and get some more information by going to JorgeCruz.com. That's J-O-R-G-E, Cruz.com, and then click the button on the top right, get some free support information. Jorge, you've given us a lot of information. Finding out tracking sugar calories instead of regular calories to stay healthy and eat the right foods. I want to thank you for being with us. I'm beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out. Stay healthy.